There was no sign of Baxter and Red in the entrance hall, so I went to the lounge, where Haley was doing her best to comfort an almost hysterical Doyle.
This cannot be happening!
He was sitting right on the edge of the sofa, rocking back and forth, wringing his hands. Haley sat beside him, patting his arm. Neither of them so much as glanced up as we entered the lounge.
Our careers are over! We're ruined! Getting answers out of Parker would have made our reputations. But this? Why did the bastard have to go and die on us? What are we going to do?
Hush, Robbie. Everything's going to be all right.
No, it isn't! They'll blame us for this, you know they will!
Haley shot a glare at me.
I won't let that happen.
What's wrong with him, Mr. Big Tough Interrogator?
He's in shock. We've never had a patient die on us before.
He's a patient now, not a prisoner.
It was our job to keep him alive. He's no use to any of us dead.
Baxter and Red finally showed up to join us. McKay gave them both a hard look and they shook their heads quickly.
The grounds are clear and the lodge is empty apart from us. Nothing to suggest anyone got in.
Baxter took in the state of the two doctors and, ignoring Penny and me, addressed himself directly to McKay.
This place is a fortress, which means the murder has to be an inside job. Someone in this room is the killer.
I notice you're glowering at me in particular.
Everything was fine here until you showed up.
Yes, I noticed that too. Maybe someone decided Parker needed to be silenced before he could open up to me.
What makes you think he'd talk to you rather than us?
Because I've walked in his shoes.
Mr. Martin, put the lodge on full lockdown. Do it now!
Heavy steel shutters ratcheted down to cover all the windows and the outer doors locked themselves.
Like nails being hammered into a coffin lid, burying us alive.
Somebody shut him up.
Well, I certainly feel so much safer now, locked in here with an unknown killer, who may or may not have unfinished business.
You should have given us some warning, McKay.
Why? So you could leave? I don't think so. You said it yourself, Mr. Baxter. This had to have been an inside job. Therefore, all of us are suspects.
Does this situation remind you of anything, Ishmael?
Yes, let's hope for a better outcome this time.
What's he talking about?
Belcourt Manor. One of his cases. A massacre.
Another group of suspects trapped together in one place. I caught the murderer eventually, but not before they killed everyone except Penny and me. Not one of my finest hours.
Stop it. You did all you could. More than anyone else could have managed against that monster.
We're locked in for the night. Rats in a trap. We're all going to die.
Haley was already pouring him a large brandy from the cut glass decanter on the coffee table. It didn't look like Doyle's first.
Have some of this, Robbie.
Mr. Martin, a message should have gone out automatically once we entered lockdown. But just to be on the safe side, contact headquarters yourself. Make sure they know what's happening here.
Isn't that a bit like bolting the stable door after the horse has been stabbed in the chest?
No, we need backup here as soon as possible, before our killer finds a way out.
Not possible. Not while lockdown is in place.
He's already managed several impossible things.
I thought that was your line of business.
How could anyone kill Parker, not be seen, and not leave any trace behind? It's just not possible.
Unless it was the ghosties.